is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome to hour number two of USA Prepares. This is your captain, John Reagan, sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. Normally, we talk at this time on the second hour Mondays. This week, I'll be interviewing myself. First time doing that, at least publicly. And Vincent will be back with us on Thursday. Scheduled to be with Dr. Richard Allen Miller at that point. I'll be sitting in through Wednesday. And in the meantime, Vince is attending the National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Las Vegas. And we'll get a report on that when he gets back. Reminder, we do have a meetup tonight. Ziggy's Restaurant, 5:30 to 8 p.m., the corner of Sunshine and Glenstone in Springfield, Missouri. Jim Switzer's doing part two of his survival gardening. That's tonight at Ziggy's with information on the website, usaprepares.com. My website is thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Last hour, we finished up the financial section as well as the bigger picture and government smarts. Just have one article under the spy tech section. I called it The Next Generation. They have developed contact lenses to replace the night vision goggles for soldiers. And I can imagine that this will be a big difference because having that batch of electronics and batteries on your head has to strain your neck muscles after a while. And to just put in, you know, contacts, or this can also be integrated with smartphone cameras, the ability to see in the nighttime is going to change drastically in the near future. And those of us that might be hoping to use the darkness as cover, that is one of the options that's going to be eluding us. Under the control section, I've got a link called Guinea Pigs, and this was a very disturbing report that we got last week where the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has forced children to inhale cancer-causing diesel pollutants as part of experiments. If this were the first time that this has happened, you might be able to just go, what were they thinking, and, you know, kind of do some reprimands and move on. But this is part of a pattern. We've got the Tuskegee experiment where they infected black men with syphilis and did not treat them just to see how the disease would progress. They have taken our military so many times and used them experimentally, whether it was in the atomic bomb tests or putting them into battlefield situations with things like depleted uranium, which is still radioactive. It's just not bomb-grade uranium. We've got where they're testing drugs and vaccines on our veterans. And then, of course, once they've left the service, they don't want to take care of their health care for the damages they've caused. It's really something, especially being a veteran myself, that I find quite disgusting that our government is doing. And they're using these types of studies to try to come up with more ways of taking away our freedoms. Moving on, we haven't talked a whole lot about Fukushima and radiological things lately because of so many other items in the news. The problem with trying to figure out what's going on is getting straight stories. The Japan government doesn't want to tell us what's going on. In fact, they've passed a law to criminalize reporters telling people what's going on. The United States government doesn't want to tell us what's going on. They say that they're not even doing testing, which is probably not true. Looks like they're doing testing and just not telling us about it. So the best we can do are these third-party sources. ENE News, Energy News, ENENews.com is one of the sites that does a fair amount of reporting on Fukushima. We don't know how many of these reports are accurate. I would imagine some of them have to take with a grain of salt. Others are probably pretty close to what the real truth is. The first one talks about how they had planned to evacuate. The U.S. government had started shredding documents for 4 days while drawing up plans to evacuate Japan. The Navy didn't know how bad the radiation was going in there. And we've talked about that some already, how a number of our sailors on the USS Ronald Reagan were just overloaded with radiation. There were reports of, vomiting and diarrhea in the hallways. It sounds like it was a really horrendous ordeal that these sailors went through. And again, they're having to fight to try to get some kind of remuneration for what they went through and are going through. The second item under Fukushima, we have a professor and U.S. experts that saying the Fukushima reactors must be sealed now before it's too late. Unfortunately, I believe it's already too late. I know Dr. Richard Miller has talked about this too, is that these cores have already melted down and they're below the reactor level. And it's not a small amount of material. We are talking about hundreds of tons of molten radioactive cores. And it does make me wonder a little bit, since this is on the other side of the world, do they call this the America syndrome, or as we call it, the China syndrome? The cores have melted through, and unlike Chernobyl, where they had bedrock, here you have basically sand that ends up leading into groundwater. There's basically an underground river through that area that is, from all indications we have, is carrying radiation into the Pacific. And this has been going on for over 3 years now. These experts are saying that the situation is degrading and suggesting that aircraft can be used to entomb the Fukushima complex in 6 months. What I'm not so sure about is we've got all of these fuel rods there that, if they are not kept underwater and cooled, those are going to start melting down as well. I'm just kind of leery on wondering, is entombing even a possibility at this point, unless you can get those fuel rods out and put into proper storage. And even when we do put the stuff into storage, the fifth item under Fukushima is a WIPP update, W-I-P-P, which is we reported on for the last couple of weeks outside of Albuquerque. They had an event. We don't know exactly what it was. It could have been a ceiling collapse. It could have been, some other reaction. But we know we had a release of radiation from this underground mine where we were storing radioactive material. So we've got the problem of these nuclear plants in areas that are subject to earthquakes and tsunamis. We've got problems with storage facilities, and still they want to build more and more nuclear plants, and Japan's even talking about turning nuclear plants back on. And you can understand some of the pressure they're under because these plants are expensive to build. They were built on credit. They had to borrow money. And when they're not operating, they're having to pay money for something that they can't use. Unfortunately, when you do use it, you're taking all kinds of risk. One of those risks are in the third item. I talk about the yearly dose in 10 minutes. We've got a former Energy Department official saying that people near Tokyo are getting a yearly radiation dose in about 10 minutes from Fukushima releases. And that's rather mind-boggling. You're talking about if for every hour, that is 6 years of radiation exposure. You just can't keep that up and maintain your health. This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent Finelli on USA Prepares. We'll be back after these few messages.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan at the controls today, sitting in for Vincent. I'm about ready to ask Vincent, what's this big red button do? Which reminds me of something that happened to me when I was going through ROTC in college. You have to go to a field training camp between your sophomore and junior years. For me, it was a four-week camp. Call it a camp, like it's for fun, at Dyess Air Force Base in Abilene, Texas. And this is where they were flying B-52s out of. And my roommate was an Aggie, which, for those not from Texas, that's somebody from Texas A&M. Texas A&M is the butt of a lot of jokes. Aggie jokes are very popular in Texas. And give you an example, when I was in high school, ROTC, we had a field trip up to the Texas A&M campus, and they were getting ready to show us a film on Texas A&M, and the light in the projector burned out. And I don't remember if it was me or somebody else who were making the comment, how many Aggies does it take to change a light bulb? At that point, the retired chief petty officer that was our escort kind of gave us a dirty look. But anyway, when I was in field training, my roommate was an Aggie, and we were going down to the flight simulator, which is where the pilots would go to simulate flying the B-52. And it's set up like a cockpit, and in the back there's various controls for doing all kinds of things like simulating engine fires. And the instructor pilots in the back would, you know, put in these various conditions and let the pilots practice their skills. So it's almost time for us to have our turn at the controls. And my roommate, looking at these things, and in the middle is this big red button. and he pushed it. Well, this was the emergency off button. It blew every fuse in the simulator. Took him several days to get it working again. Well, one thing led to another. He was also famous for, right after lights out, he would open the door to our room, give a big eggy hoop into the hallway, slam the door, and jump into bed. Well, he'd done that a number of times, and this right after the event with the simulator, he did that, he opened the door, let out his hoop, slammed the door, and you hear this dink, dink, dink. The doorknob had fallen off into the hallway. He was panicked. But if you know me, I was calm, cool, collected. Okay, what'd you do? Grab the doorknob. Just put it on, you know, as best you can so it's just hanging there. And when the guy comes through and check, it'll come off in his hand. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to stay awake for this, but my roommate did. And sure enough, when they came through a bed check, he opened the door, doorknob comes off in his hand. And I understand he spent at least 15 minutes trying to get that doorknob back on. And in the morning, the doorknob sitting on the floor outside their door. And what makes this even more hilarious is on Saturday, we have standby inspections where the colonel comes through. And we're the next to last door in the third floor hallway here. Colonel comes through. Ridgeway, break any more government property lately? Referring to the simulator. And Ridgeway goes, no, sir. And the rest of us at that corner of the hall is trying to keep from laughing because all of us knew about this doorknob event that had just happened, breaking government property. So if push this big red button, we'll see what happens. We're discussing resources I have posted on the financialstateoftheunion.com, and we'll pick up with that. The last item on the fourth item on Fukushima.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And this is your instructor, John Reagan, sitting in at the controls for Vincent Finelli. Today we're continuing on the resources for USA Prepares, April 7th, at the news tab on the financialstateoftheunion.com. We're getting ready to go down the Fukushima section, the fourth item, all of Japan contaminated. And this report says that all of Japan was contaminated by Fukushima. Over 60,000 square kilometers occupied by 46 million people. If we could just get the truth, that's half the battle. When, Chernobyl happened, they didn't just keep the people there. They knew that this had to be shut down, entombed, and the area had to be evacuated. Here they are just letting the people bathe in radiation. And when it's at these elevated but low levels, it takes time for the accumulation to happen that ends up affecting the health in a negative way. And still, they want to have the Olympics in Japan. Well, I also like to throw in, what can you do to make things better? And under the preparedness section, I've got a link from Stan Deo's website, written by Holly Deo, Garden Like Your Life Depends on It. And how true that is. Your life does depend on it. You need to be able to raise your own food. We've got droughts going on, not just in the United States, but around the world. Brazil's having droughts. We have droughts in Australia. And I haven't heard of droughts in Ukraine, but we have such unrest over there that it's questionable about whether the breadbasket of the East there will be producing what they expect. And even if they do, millions of acres of that farmland has been leased to the Chinese. Food prices are not going to be coming down anytime soon. Even if the dollar were stable, we have less food coming into the supply chain. It's going to take at least 6 years to replenish our cattle stock. We are down to early 1950s levels. And you just don't rebuild that overnight. And that six-year time frame is assuming that we have some pretty good times coming up. If these droughts continue, this situation may continue to get worse. I've read articles where Texas farmers may be getting ready to experience Dust Bowl conditions again. We have the same problem in California. Farmers are not getting allocated water, and they may experience Dust Bowl conditions. What's different this time is there's no place for these farmers to go to escape those conditions. When this happened before, you had the people in the Midwest go to California to start farming. The only choice you have now is to learn to raise your own food. And this article has some nice photos that not only shows how to put together a raised bed garden, but to protect it, there's some fencing around it to help keep out animals, because it's not only being able to grow it, you have to be able to harvest it as well. Holly Deo's written some good books. Dare to Prepare is one of them, which you can get in paperback. Garden Gold is another excellent book, but that one is only available in PDF format. And one of the nice things that the Deos do with that is when there's an update, if you've purchased that book, you're entitled to a free update of Garden Gold. And I think that's really super of them. As we go forward, a lot of times we've talked about simply awareness, what's going on, knowing yourself, knowing your enemy. And when I was in the Air Force, I didn't really understand things as well as I thought. And I wrote about this in the Financial State of the Union, that you would think that somebody that's, you know, graduated high school, including 4 years of ROTC of the Navy type, graduating college, including 3 years of the Air Force type, having 8.5 years of active duty Air Force experience, completing squadron officer school, nearly completing Air Command and Staff College, earning an MBA, you would think that somebody with that kind of education and experience would understand what communism is. And I didn't. It was a few years later, after I'd left the Air Force, I was in a used bookstore, and I picked up a copy of the Communist Manifesto. And when I read that, I realized how different reality is from what I was taught. What I was taught is that communism is a financial system, like capitalism is a financial system. And that's not really true. Communism is an ideology. It's where the state controls everything, and statism is probably a better general term. There's different flavors from communism to socialism to fascism to Marxism, and there's little tweaks here and there, but it's all ends up being controlled by the state. Under communism, everything belongs to the state, including you, your wife, your kids. You own nothing. And under communism, you don't even have the choice of believing in God. The state is everything. Of course, the state isn't some, you know, mythical creature out there. The state's really controlled by a certain group of elite. And when you boil it down to the common denominator, communism is really slavery. And when you look at the Communist Manifesto written in 1848 by Karl Marx, we still had slavery going on in the United States. That was on the way out, though, because industrialization was in the process of replacing slavery. Why would you want to deal with the problems of slaves when you can buy tractors and get most of the work done that way? That's pretty much evolved of where we are in some of the problems today, where we have some migrant farm workers to do, especially the harvesting. But we're now getting to the point where there's more and more devices that have been developed to harvest everything from fruits to nuts to these vegetables, and they're not even going to need these migrant workers. If you've never read the Communist Manifesto, one of the telling parts is the 10 planks, where they use as a guide for turning a Western country to communism. The first of these is abolition of private property in land and application of all rents of land to public purpose. The second is a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. The third, abolition of all rights of inheritance. Fourth, confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels. Fifth, centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and exclusive monopoly. Sixth, centralization of the means of communication and transportation in the hands of the state. Seventh, extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands, and the improvement of soil generally in accordance with a common plan. Eighth, equal obligation of all to work, establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Ninth, combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries, gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country by a more equitable distribution of population over the country. Tenth, free education for all children in government schools, abolition of children's factory labor in its present form, combination of education with industrial production, etc., etc. When I looked at that, I realized that, because by this time we'd had the fall of the Soviet Union, and we were told that the United States had won the Cold War. And looking at these 10 planks, I tend to question whether or not the United States won the Cold War. To me, it looks like we've lost the Cold War. Abolition of private property. We've got so many examples. We can't even outright own property anymore. Every state in the Union has property tax. We have to rent the land from the government. And we'll wrap up when we come back from these messages.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
If you've had it with sore muscles and joints, chronic pain and fatigue, you've got to try the organic sulfur crystals from Sulfur Defense. Want to feel 5 or 10 years younger? Then try Sulfur Defense. Call 844-SULFUR-D. That's toll-free, 844-S-U-L-F-U-R-D. Say hello to Sulfur D. Goodbye to those aches and pains. Clinical studies show that sulfur crystals work. Mention Bill Martinez when you call and get free shipping. Call 844-S-U-L-F-U-R-D like defense.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
This is Sean Reagan, sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. Last, we do have a meetup tonight. Ziggy's, Corner of Sunshine and Glenstone at 5:30. Janet Randall will be substituting as host. And Jim Switzer will be doing part two of his survival gardening. We were talking about the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Abolition of private property. We've talked about property tax. We have civil asset forfeitures. If your property is accused of a crime in this war on drugs, we've had eminent domain. We've got Agenda 21. We've got the EPA. There are so many attacks on our freedom to own private property. 1913 was a banner year for, you know, communists in the United States. Two things happened. One was the 16th Amendment, which allowed us to have an income tax, which dovetails with the number two plank, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. Of course, it wasn't introduced that way, but now the more you make, it's not just the more you pay at a higher rate. You are penalized for being successful, unless, of course, you're the elite, and then there's all kinds of loopholes so that you get to keep control. Likewise, if you die with a large estate and you're not part of the elite and don't know how to set these things up, you end up paying a huge amount in estate taxes. And what's happened more recently, if you go on Medicaid and end up costing the government a lot of money beyond what your benefits are, they are going to come and take your property after you die. Confiscation of the property of immigrants and rebels. Well, if you're for the Constitution, you're an enemy of the government. How long before we're going to see more of destruction of our freedom that way? Centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank, which we got in 1913, with the Federal Reserve. They gave the Federal Reserve a monopoly for creating money out of thin air, and over the years, they have taken the real money, gold and silver, out of circulation. In fact, in 1933, they confiscated it and immediately devalued the dollar. Disgusting, but, you know, the history is what it is. Centralization of communications. Not only do we have the centralization, they've recently upgraded it to where they can put emergency messages through or shut down communications whenever they feel like. And centralization is transportation, which, again, all transportation is fairly controlled, and they're trying to control even more with even down to the car level with the vehicle-to-vehicle communication we've talked about and charging you by mile to travel. And just to make sure we don't run out of time, the 10th one was free education for all children in government schools. And this one really hit me because this is where all these seeds are planted. The education in government schools is not about teaching our children how to make a living and better their lives. The education in our schools is about indoctrination. And they've done a darn good job. Well, class, that's it for today. This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent Finelli. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.